What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into the show, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're just updates we're making up on our own just for fun, like we're doing in this episode. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. And if you really, really enjoy it, drop a review. Maybe make it a positive one to entice other people to listen to it as well. Speaking of enticing other people to listen to it, maybe you've got a friend that you like to talk about Minecraft with. Talk about Minecraft updates and ideas. Well, that would be the right person to share this podcast with. Spread the word. Dig Straight Down is fun to listen to. All right, guys, this is always exciting for me. I really enjoy making episodes for Dig Straight Down, and sometimes it takes a little bit of a break to rediscover that joy. And I feel like I've rediscovered it. I feel like I'm kind of getting my steam back a bit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I kind of took last week and this week, actually, to just do one episode a week instead of the usual five that I usually do. And I like it. I like it. And but that is to say, next week I will be returning to a daily schedule, except for Sundays and Saturdays. So you can expect Monday through Friday, new episodes of Dig Straight Down next week. So welcome back to Dig Straight Down. Let's get started here with the Q&A segment. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, or I gave you guys this question. The axe and sword are the most similar weapons in Minecraft, but which one do you prefer and why? James answers, I play on bedrock, so the sword is superior, even if sweeping edge is not a thing on there. I'm unfamiliar with a lot of bedrock mechanics, but this is something that I do know about. Sweeping edge is a Java thing, which makes the Java sword really cool. But yeah, bedrock, I would imagine sword is awesome as well. Energy Turtle says, the sword. I am better at fast attacks rather than powerful ones. Then absolutely, the sword would be the master of that. Micaiah says, the axe. It feels more satisfying to whack a mob with it. and I got to agree, landing a critical attack with an axe is really satisfying. John Marshmallow says, sword. It simply has higher DPS. And if you know what, if that's what you're looking for, then the sword is the way to go. Jackie says, axe, because when you crit something, it deals more damage than a sword. Plus, they have more uses. Agreed. It is a tool slash weapon. So I see that, you know, dual use of the axe. Downtime says the axe, even as a bedrock player without the attack speed buff on the axe, it's more useful in all situations. Anselm says the sword, it's more classic and the better DPS is better for me than high damage and low speed. Torben says the sword, it's a jack of all trades that is efficient in everything, also the best damage for the attack speed. Godcat says sword because I play Bedrock Edition. And finally, Knucklehead says the axe because it reaches further and it does more damage. Also, axe crits are good. So it seems pretty split between the sword and the axe, and that's no surprise to me that they both... I love the sword and the axe dynamic. They're very balanced between the two. The sword is really good for those sweeping attacks, at least on Java, and for that higher DPS. But the axe does take the cake for harder hits. And if you're able to maneuver around a little bit more, the axe might be the way to go. So I like those two weapons together. It really shows how weapons should be balanced in Minecraft. And I just kind of wish that other weapons in Minecraft sort of followed suit, where they would be comparable in damage, but each one have their own style and approach to combat. So it's more so that there's not like a overpowered weapon, but it's more about how you use it. So there's a lot of ideas that could go into that, but I appreciate your guys' thoughts on the matter. So thank you so much for sending me those ideas. If you would like your ideas to be read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do it on the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description of this episode. If you want to check that out, join in on some conversations about Minecraft, Minecraft updates, theories about the future of the game, but also things like the One Block Challenge. That is a challenge that I do here on the podcast. That is mainly, it's a weekly challenge. It hasn't been for the past couple of weeks because of the change in schedule, but next week it's going to get back to normal. The theme for the current challenge is metal, so I'm looking for a block that has something to do with metal. And the deadline for that is next Wednesday. If you need a refresher on how the challenge works and what I'm looking for, the description has all the details there, so go check that out. All right, guys, with that being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. So we're continuing our discussion on the end update. On Wednesday episodes, I usually do like a series of update ideas as if I'm creating an update for Minecraft, and I unfold this update over a series of Wednesday episodes. We are currently looking at an end update, one of the most longed for updates in the Minecraft community. Now, in the last episode, we sort of covered the basics of what really needs to be updated in the end, what the theme of the end is. Essentially, the end kind of lacks diversity is what it boils down to. It has a few structures. Actually, it only has four structures, one of which is a structure in the traditional sense, such as the end city. It has limited resources for players to interact with. This update would involve introducing some new mobs, some new biomes, blocks, possibly an ore to mine, along with enhancing survivability. So, like, basically going there and being able to live, and engagement for players in the game. The end's role, the end dimension's role in the game is to provide more powerful inventory features, such as the end chest and the shulker, and flight through the elytra. So similar to the Nether's theme of magic and combat, the end also has a theme, and it kind of revolves around teleportation and inventory. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. The goal of this update is to transform the end dimension into a more exciting and enjoyable place for players to spend time in, like the Nether was with the Nether update. So that's what we're kind of trying to do, is give the end the Nether update treatment. So in this episode, I'm not going to get too deep into changes to, like, new features. I'm really going to be talking about changes to existing features in this episode. So let's start with the very, very first one. Probably the most obvious one is the Enderman. All right. So the first thing that we're going to change about the Enderman is that they are now called Enderlings. They are not Endermen. They are Enderlings. Now, this aligns with the change that they did to zombie pigmen in the Nether update. They changed it to zombified piglins. And the non-undead version of that is just piglins. So instead of Endermen, it's now called Enderlings. The Enderlings will spawn in groups of 3 to 6. So there's going to be less of them scattered around. They're not going to be everywhere you look as they are currently. They're going to spawn in groups of 3 to 6, more like in packs. So there will be more distance between individual Endermen, and you won't have to be so scared of looking around in the end, that you might actually get one, you know, catch one's, attention, by accidentally, looking at it in the eyes, because they're just all over the place. As a caveat to this, Enderlings will spawn in greater numbers on the central island if the Ender Dragon is present in the end. So, when you first get into the end and you're about to fight the Ender Dragon, you still have to battle Endermen. That's a part of that experience that I would want to preserve, that you have to be very, very careful where you look. But once the Ender Dragon is killed, the numbers of Enderlings that spawn there decrease. Now, whether or not they come back once you respawn the dragon, I'd have yet to determine. But at least after, if there is no dragon present in the end, on the normal, on the central end island, their numbers decrease to what they are in the outer islands. So that's the changes to Endermen. They are called Enderlings, and their spawning has sort of been adjusted. Next, we have Phantoms. Now, originally, when Phantoms were introduced, I believe the intent was for them to be an end feature. They are not an end feature currently. They are an undead mob that spawns in the overworld. I would like to change this. So, Phantoms as they are now have been renamed to Zombified Phantoms. And so, what that means is we have non-undead Phantoms that will spawn naturally in the void of the Outer End Islands in groups of 1 to 3. So, Phantoms have become a end mob. The overworld version still spawns, has the same behaviors, they just have a different name. It's Zombified Phantoms for the ones that spawn in the overworld, but in the end, they are just Phantoms, and they look different. They are not rotting anymore, essentially. They look like they're, you know, whole creatures. These non-undead Phantoms that spawn in the void and the Outer End Islands are neutral and will not attack the player unless they are attacked by the player. So it's only the Zombified Phantoms that are hostile to the player right off the bat. So I don't know how this would change people's opinion of the Phantom. I will get more into depth on the Phantoms and why they're important in the end in future episodes. But for now, this is the change to how they are in the game as of now. The next change, and this is kind of a big one, is that there are now 2 layers of islands in the Outer End. So currently, you go out to the Outer Islands, there's just that one layer of islands. It's just that one strata. Now there's going to be 2. There's the upper layer and the lower layer. The upper layer islands are going to be larger and closer together, and the lower layer islands are going to be smaller and farther between. So if you fall off the upper layer islands, you do have a chance to catch yourself on the lower layer, but it's not a guarantee, and it's going to be kind of difficult because they are smaller and further apart from each other. A cool opportunity that I saw here, and I added it in, is that in cities will now be able to generate hanging upside down from the upper layer of islands. They'll still be able to generate normally, but now with that, in addition to that, they're going to be able to hang upside down from the upper layer of islands. And that will just kind of give a fresh experience for the end city, keeping their generation basically the same, but just sort of changing where they generate just a little bit. So that's the change to the islands and how they generate in the world. I think that this would be really, really cool to fly through with an elytra, go in between the layers and sort of have this this visual effect of flying between 2 layers of islands. I just think that that would be really cool. And the last change to existing features that I would introduce would actually be inventory. Now, the end update, in my opinion, should be an inventory update big time, because inventory is one of the themes of the end dimension. So here's how I would change the inventory in the end update. First, inventory sorting. You will have buttons on your inventory UI that sort items according to maybe number of items, according to category, according to color, according to name. There could be a lot of different ways you could do this. You could even have custom ways of sorting, but I would love for it to be able to sort the items in your inventory with a click of a button. I feel like lots of people would love to have that. The next change I would have to the inventory would be 2 swappable hotbars. And this could be customizable. And this basically already exists for creative mode. But you could have 1 hotbar for your building and 1 for your combat. You could have 1 hotbar for your farming. You could have hotbars for projects. There's a lot of different ways this could work. And I think that this would be something that the community would really, really love, is to have these 2 hotbars that can swap out automatically with the click of a button. The next change that I would have is that you're able to equip two sets of gear to swap between quickly. Now, I don't know exactly how this would work, but essentially what I'm imagining is that you would have you would have an additional slot for each armor piece, and you're able to put armor pieces in those slots and then swap between those two suits of armor automatically. That way you could have one that's for things like you have your golden helmet, you have your leather boots, you have your elytra, those more like tech pieces of gear that you use, and then you have one that's just for survivability. That's where you put your netherite stuff. And you can swap between those as you need them, instead of having to carry that kind of gear in your inventory, clogging up all that space. Maybe overpowered? I'm not sure. Let me know what you think. The next change that I would make is probably one of the bigger ones. Items will now be able to stack to 100 or 25 for things like potions. So this is a big change from the full stack being 64. Let's just make it go to the nice round 100 number. It makes a lot of sense. I'm not sure how this changes things technically, because I believe that the 64 there is for a technical reason, but surely we're beyond that at this point, and items could potentially stack to 100. I would love to see this. It makes more sense, and I don't think anyone would complain about this. And the last inventory change that I would make in the end update is that bundles will be added officially, and they can be opened inside the inventory. You don't have to spill them in your inventory or spill them on the ground. You can just open them up, take things out of them, and put them back in. Like, it's not going to be that complicated. So that's basically the changes I would make to existing features in the game for the end dimension update. Next Wednesday episodes, for a while now, because there's so many ideas to go through here, I'm going to be going more in depth, but I thought we would start off really slow, talk about the concept of the end, and then talk about changes I would make to existing features. Well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.